This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
A pet swan named Pooh. Yeah.
Now, that's remarkable.
Get out of here.
Wait, a chicken has an earlobe?
The color of the earlobe?
How else are they going to wear earrings?
That's why, you know, you never saw Dick Clark and Fidel Castro at the same time either. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. And I'm not going to talk like this the whole show. I just do that at the very beginning to get your attention. Tim Wildman here with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. First time. I've been out three Fridays in a row.
Really?
Yeah.
What have you been?
I had a wedding, a family wedding of my wife's, and I was doing the wedding, so we were trucking on down for that.
A couple times at the casinos. And here you are back.
These guys said the same thing. I was actually, folks, if you're listening, I was on. I was traveling for AFA, but they said the same thing. Oh, well, you must have been at a casino. And I said, well, I'm not going to say I was or I wasn't, but you guys got any spare change?
Ed and J.J. Jasper, the world traveler, is back with us. Been going all over the country speaking in various and different places, haven't you, JJ?
I have. I feel like I've been on tour. Last night I was in Buckhannon, Tennessee, Covenant Ranch. They had a big deal with inflatable zip line climbing
wall. Where's Buckhannon exactly?
It's on the Paris, Tennessee. It's on the Tennessee-Kentucky border. And so they had a bluegrass band. It was just a community outreach, and I was able to do stand-up comedy and then share the gospel. And they had a great crowd, John Paul, all the ones that do that. Before that, Monday night, pregnancy banquet in Benton, Arkansas, right there, bedroom community of Little Rock, Arkansas. But I was in Arkansas throughout the weekend. And before that, Clovis, New Mexico, Michigan, Illinois.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel like I've been on tour. I filled in for Ed in Muskegon, Michigan, and I haven't really said much since I've come back. Two different people drove 4 hours to be there. We have some amazing AFR listeners in Michigan.
In Muskegon.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, so if folks want to know more information about your speaking schedule and or invite you to their community, how can they do that?
JJJasper.com. Thank you for that.
JJJasper.com. Well, before we jump into Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio, just a quick note to let you know, if you haven't heard, that the United States Senate voted 51-49 to end cloture. That basically reflects a vote in favor of Judge Kavanaugh. They'll have an official vote on that tomorrow sometime, probably. You don't want me to get into this cloture thing, folks. You'll turn off your radio. Okay, you really don't. Just to say it's good news. It's good news, and it appears like Judge Kavanaugh will be the next United States Supreme Court justice, but it'll be official 30 hours from now. Am I right, Ed?
Yeah, I think that's generally what people are expecting to happen. This vote reflects the sentiments of senators in terms of moving forward with a vote, and so the expectation is 51-49.
As far as we're concerned,
that's more accurate than the information I had. I had some pseudo breaking news that the Democrats said they were not willing to participate unless the vote was delayed to February the 30th.
Right, 2020.
February the 30th. It was the only way that they were going to participate in any way. Right. So I'm glad that this is happening.
Okay, here's how we play trivia. We'll ask three questions each, and then you can call in and answer one and ask a trivia question. That's how we do this. So it's Trivia Friday, but we also call this
Learning University.
So Learning University is in session. Here's your phone number to call and get on the air with us. If you called and been on the air in the last 4 weeks. I don't know where I came up with that. If you've been on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please do not call. The phone number is 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Now, there'll be a question asked, and if answered correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, the beloved cowbell will ring, and all will know that you've won yourself a Trivia Friday t-shirt. And Trivia Friday t-shirts, they're becoming more and more popular across the country. Learning University t-shirts. So you can, if you're watching our show right now on Facebook or YouTube, that is Today's Issues on Facebook or YouTube, you can see that we're holding up.
Yes.
The t-shirts. How would you describe them?
Well, listen, they are gray, black, and purple. They've got our beautiful pictures on them, caricatures. Interesting, the t-shirts were worn just last month as the Russians were parading in front of the President Putin. They were all, in uniform, they were all wearing these t-shirts.
They were?
Yes.
So no wonder we're sold out.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got some new ones in, but...
Okay, so where do they get them? If somebody will win a free one, obviously, but yes. If someone
wants to buy one,
yeah,
you go to afastore.net,
yeah,
and you can buy one of these for $15 a piece.
$15?
We gave a special price to the Russian military because we were clearly colluding with them.
$15 a piece, so go to afastore.net.
Right.
afastore.net. You'll get the Trivia Friday t-shirt if you answer the mystery question correctly. And you'll get a bottle of Redeem Clean laundry detergents.
If you get the t-shirt dirty, you can use some fine detergent.
We want to cover all our bases.
To clean it. That's right.
Ed, what are your three questions?
Thank you, Tim. Here are my three questions. Number one, who is the most portrayed literary human character in film and television history? Who is the most portrayed literary human character in film and television history? So book written... about this character, which character has been in more films and television shows? Second question, which Marvel hero always says, it's clobbering time? Which Marvel hero always says, it's clobbering time? Third question, Bible question, who asked Pilate for Jesus' body after the crucifixion? Who asked Pilate for Jesus' body after the crucifixion?
The clobbering type thing there, is that, you mean like a cartoon?
In Marvel comics.
Okay.
So, which hero, the thing he always says is, it's clobbering time.
Like an anger management issue or something? Is that we're talking about violence?
Well, yeah, when you're fighting a villain, he says, it's clobbering time.
Have you tried talking it out or...
Clearly not the right temperament to be a Supreme Court justice. If you're going to lead with that, it's clobbering time.
That's not good. What do you got, JJ?
Here's my three. Start out with a Bible question. Which city was home to Mary, Martha, and Lazarus? Which city was home to Mary, Martha, and their brother Lazarus? Second question, what does the Roman numeral C represent? How much... does the Roman numeral C represent?
I always thought that one was out of place.
C?
Yeah, I mean,
because you got an X and a V.
All the X and the Vs and all that, and then here comes this C, you know, out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? I mean, am I the only one that ever thought that?
I'm pretty sure you're the only one.
I think it's almost like cursive writing is now. It's so rarely used. If it weren't for the Super Bowl, we'd almost forget about it, except year after year.
I see that C, and I think one of these things is not like the, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's Vs and Xs all the way down the other end of the alphabet.
Well, see, I'll see. They'll go, hey, we're all excited about Super Bowl. XL, LMNOP, IV, and I'll go, I have no idea which one. Is this the 131st? Is this the 49th? Yeah, so we want to know what the Roman numeral C represents. Third question, true or false? You remember the Munsters. Grandpa Munster used to be a college basketball recruiter. Al Lewis, who was Grandpa Munster, he used to be a college basketball recruiter. Is that true or false?
Those are your three?
That's my three.
All right, here are mine. Number one, what is a supernova?
Used to drive one back in high school. I'm telling you, get a big Holley 440 carburetor and get you some hooker headers, and you can call that thing a supernova because you're going to be able to beat everybody in the sophomore class from red light to red light when you put the hammer down.
What is a supernova and it's not a car? Number two, does buttermilk contain butter?
That's an interesting question.
Whether
it does or it doesn't, I ain't drinking any. But
I know. But JJ would ask something like that. True or
false? I want to know.
True or false? Does buttermilk contain butter? And number three.
That's not a true false question.
What breed of that's true, Ed. Not false. Which breed of cat has a shortened tail or no tail at all? There's a breed of cat. I don't think I've ever seen one of these, but there is a breed of cat people out there. Speaking of Marvel.
You talking about Catwoman?
Yeah.
You talking about Catwoman from the DC Comics universe?
Oh, my bad.
Not the Marvel. Boy, I'm telling you, it's lonely being a nerd in this crowd.
Listen, if you're going to say cat people and speaking of Marvel, you might as well say, speaking of Kevin Bacon. Well, let's make some kind of connection.
I'm laughing, but I think I'm being mocked here. I don't know. In a backward sort of way. Which breed of cat has a shortened tail or no tail at all? And, you know, feel free to answer that if you're a cat people
person.
Or not.
Here's the deal. They say a cat always lands on its feet and bread always lands butter side down. I want to know what would happen if you strapped a piece of butter bread to a cat's back.
All right, let's go, Ed.
All right, we're going to go to Mississippi. Bodie is on the line. Bodie, welcome to the program.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, Bodie? You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right, which question would you like to try to answer?
The one about clobbering time.
Uh-huh. I knew there were some nerds out there, people just like me. Yeah. All right, here's the question, Bodie. Which Marvel hero always says it's clobbering time?
That would be the Thing.
That would be the Thing.
Way to start
fantastic, Fantastic Four. Now, the Thing, also known as Ben Grimm.
So you're telling me the creators of this series here, this comic series. The Fantastic Four.
Right.
They just ran out of ideas for names?
The Thing?
Yeah. Huh? Well, what's the other three?
Well, you'd have the Human Torch.
Yeah, I'd go with that one. Bodie, what's the other three?
What was his character's name?
Stretch Armstrong?
Mr.
Fantastic was his name.
Mr. Fantastic.
Or Dr. Reed Richards.
Yes.
So we got the Torch, we got the
Mr.
Fantastic.
And the Invisible Girl, is that what the girl was called? What was her
Susan Storm, otherwise known as the Invisible Girl.
The Invisible Girl.
And the fourth one, they go, what do we got left here? I don't know, just called it a Thing.
Well, he was orange, and he was real strong, kind of lumpy looking.
Yeah. Hey, it worked for Volkswagen back in the 1970s.
The
yeah.
Okay. They must have
hit the same snag because they said, what do you want to make this kind of like a Hummer? And sort of like something just with welded sides.
Forgot
with all the rivets
that.
Showing. Well, I don't know what we're going to do. I'm tired. It's Friday. Let's call it the Thing.
All right.
Hey, so Bodie, great job. What's your question for us?
Okay, my question is, what was the name of Robert E. Lee's horse?
Oh,
you know,
I should
I've
know
heard
this.
It,
We've
I've
had
heard
this,
before.
Yeah.
Robert E. Lee's horse.
Wasn't it the Thing?
No, I don't think it was, Ed.
Can you guys remember?
I heard it too, and I can't remember it. So
I'll know it when he says it. Like, you know, right
there. Yeah, we've heard it before and just can't remember. Bodie,
I know what Trigger said whenever they tried to offer him some hay recently. He said, no, thank you. I'm stuffed.
Oh, man.
You got a million of those.
That's Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers' horse, which that's exactly what.
I'm telling you, you know. If Hee-Haw was on there today, you'd be the star.
JJ. Are you talking to JJ?
JJ be the star.
All right, Bodie.
You'd be leaving us.
For the big time. All right, Bodie, you stumped us. What's the answer?
What's the name?
Traveler.
Traveler.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Hey,
okay.
Bodie, love your name. We named our son Bodie, and there are not a lot of you guys named Bodie out there.
Thank you, Bodie.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, Bodie.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
And you can send us an email at the following address, comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. Back to the phones.
Well, we go to Arkansas, and Samuel is on the line. Samuel, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
How you doing? You want to ask, answer, or do both, Samuel?
I would like to do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
Well, I was going to answer the Marvel question, but it was just taken, so I'll do the supernova.
Okay.
Okay, Samuel. By the way, where you live in Arkansas?
Malvern.
Hey, I was just in Malvern, Samuel, over the weekend.
Oh.
Okay.
I missed you then.
Yeah, I was at Family Farms. Stan and Donna May. I was there Saturday night, and then I spoke at First Baptist Church in Malvern on Sunday morning. Great area. Brick capital of the world.
Too bad. I know the farm. I go there each summer to help out. Oh, that's too bad. I missed you.
Yeah, great farm. Hey, here's your question.
Yeah, the question is, what is a supernova? That's the Arkansas translation.
Supernova.
What is a supernova?
It is an exploding star.
Yes,
nice.
An exploding star.
Nice.
You know, can you see those with the naked eye?
I don't think so.
Unless your eye be clothed.
I think you can only see it.
I killed myself. Oh man, that's funny. What now, Samuel?
I think you can only see those from space.
Yeah, with a telescope or something.
Oh, okay. You mean you have to look out into space? You can't look up in the sky at night and see one.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
An exploding star.
You're not going to be able to, with the naked eye, see it go boom.
Right.
It's going to be a light, and they have to probably measure in increments if it's getting bigger.
Wow. But anyway, a supernova is an explosion of a star.
Good. Good stuff. Yeah. Samuel, what's your question for us?
Well, you remember the past few, like the last time I was on and the other time I asked the octopus question and the squid questions.
I do remember those questions,
I remember that.
Right. I mean, I don't remember what they were, but I remember someone asking questions.
I have some more questions. This time it's about the squid.
All right, first of all,
I'm glad
somebody is
dedicating their life to studying your squid-octopus difference, because otherwise the rest of us are going to be left out here in ignorant land when it comes to this.
It is extraordinary, someone living in Arkansas studying marine life like that.
I appreciate you, Samuel.
Yeah. All right, give us a squid question. We're ready.
Okay. This is the difference between two different kinds of squids.
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference between a giant squid and a colossal squid, besides its size?
We're
going to talk amongst ourselves. You got your colossal squid over here in this in this corner, and your giant squid over here in this corner.
Here's the deal. It's marketing. Samuel, back in my day, we had small, medium, and large. Then somebody come along and told you you wanted a tall coffee, and tall means small. And you got super and colossus and giant and all these different synonyms. It all goes back to semantics, and it's a marketing ploy. That's the only difference between them squids. If they would have stuck with small, medium, and large, nobody would be confused, especially them that studies octopus and squids.
Or maybe an alternative to what you just offered there. You got your giant squid and your what now?
Colossal
squid. And as I said last time, this question was sort of posed about some other. I think it's all about the attitude. You know what I'm saying?
You mean the colossal squid has a can-do attitude?
Colossal squid is a get-up-every-morning, can-do attitude. Your giant squid over here is kind of lazy, quite frankly, oftentimes, and sort of mooches off other octopuses.
Glass-half-empty kind of a squid.
Yeah. So I'll just say this. Last time I was at Wendy's, I ordered the colossal fries. because Giant just wasn't good big enough.
Hey, I never have felt more old than when you pull up. Well, what size do you want? Oh, I just want a small. No, Dad, tell him tall. Well, no, I just want a small. Tall and small. What? In what universe? Man, everything is so tall, upside down.
Tall fry is what a small is?
No, when you get the $5 coffee, you know, you get a tall, and that's a small.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, what's the answer, Samuel?
Yeah,
We've given our best guess.
I have absolutely no idea. In fact, I haven't even started thinking about the question. I've been laughing so hard. So,
what do you got, Samuel? What's the answer?
A giant squid, its suction cups have spinning, sharp edged teeth-like edges on them that cut the skin of its prey.
And the original fidget spinners.
Yeah. And the colossal squid, they have spinning hooks at the end of their suction cups.
Yeah. Okay, Samuel, did you really expect us to know the answer to that?
No.
He wanted to stump the panel.
Wanted to stump the panel.
Samuel, right. Keep up those studies. Thanks for listening to AFR. You got a great city there in Malvern, Arkansas. Have a great weekend.
All right,
thank you, Samuel.
We have time for one more call before the break.
All right, we go to Michigan. Steven is on the line. Steven, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hello, Steven. Hi. Greetings to you up in the far north. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
All right, which question do you want to answer, Steven?
The body of Christ.
All right, who asked Pilate for Jesus' body after the crucifixion?
Was it Joseph of Arimathea?
It, in fact, was, sir.
Nicely
very
done.
Good.
Nicely
very
good. Done, Steven.
Were people known by the towns they were from, and were there not more than one?
Well, I think that that's how you differentiated, because like Joseph would have been a popular name.
Right.
So you might say Joseph, the son of so-and-so, or gotcha. Joseph from the town.
Well, and names have changed so much. Did you guys know on the Mayflower, not one single person on the Mayflower had a middle name?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, not one single person. So back in the day, if you were a blacksmith, you were John Smith.
Yeah.
Or you were so-and-so Cooper, which was a barrel maker, you know, and it tied your name to your trade, and that's where all the Johnsons and the Smiths and things come from.
Well, and I know that in the Bible there was Giant Joseph and then Colossal Joseph.
Yeah.
So you know,
yeah.
You kind of told
they
the
clashed one time.
That's right. Huh?
Pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view.
It got heated.
Joseph the Colossal.
Steven, what's your question for us?
Okay, what fruit in Michigan just come out of season? It tastes like a banana and a mango, sort of looks like it, and it's not commercially produced.
Hey, give us this
question
before?
Yeah, well, we've had this before. I don't know if it was Steven or not.
Oh, man. What fruit?
Yes.
He's going to see if we're – well, he's checking our memory now.
I remember someone asking this, and it's a strange
– Okay, now say again. It looks like banana, but it tastes like a supernova. Say that again.
Oh, it looks sort of like a cross between a mango and a banana, and it has sort of the same texture as the two. And some people say it tastes like it. It's not commercially produced. And its season just ended.
Yeah. Hey, Stephen, we've had this before, and we're stumped.
Just
go ahead and tell us.
Tell us. We'll try to remember next time.
A pawpaw.
That's right.
And
pawpaw.
And here, and the little ditties,
hey,
about the pawpaw patch.
Yes.
Hey, Stephen, why don't you send us a few of those pawpaws? Can you do that?
I can now.
Huh?
I got about three trees I'm trying to grow in my yard, but it might be a couple years.
We'll wait.
Hey,
we're very patient.
They just got out of season. I don't know if I can.
All right, Stephen, we got to go. It's break time. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
I'd just like to thank AFR for all they do. It's like a cup of coffee in the morning, you know, it picks me up and keeps me humming right along the rest of the day. Make every day a good day with the good news of our great Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They say garbage in and you get garbage out, but on the flip side, if you get good stuff in, then you're going to have good stuff coming out. And I'd just like to thank AFR for giving me good stuff every day, help me on my walk with the Lord.
Just want to thank AFR for all of their programming. I just love that you give us the truth and also for preaching God's word and lining up whatever you say with the word of God.
We're grateful to hear story after story of how God is using this ministry. Would you help support this life-changing effort? Join us for our three-day share-a-thon starting Tuesday, October 16th on listener-supported American Family Radio.
We appreciate y'all and keep up the good work.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Hi, this is Todd Starnes from Fox News, and one of the things I love about Liberty University is the broad vision they have for their students. Instead of simply preparing them for a career, Liberty helps students grow into mature men and women of character, striving to impact their career fields for Christ. Liberty University is the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 550 programs of study. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. Again, that's liberty.edu. For as far back as anyone can remember, Austin High School in Texas had a homecoming court. The king was a boy and the queen was a girl. But that tradition has come to an end thanks to the high school's Gay-Straight Alliance. The controversy started when a lesbian couple decided to run for both king and queen. The school explained only boys were permitted to run for king, so the lesbian couple reached out to the media. And within a matter of a few minutes, the school had decided to completely eliminate the king and the queen position. The sex and gender revolutionaries conquered America's public school system many years ago. When we were that age, high school was about parsing participles and dissecting frogs. But these days, high school is about advancing a radical and, quite frankly, militant agenda to redefine what it means to be a boy and a girl. I'm Todd Starnes.
There's a holdup in the Bronx, Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child, Khrushchev's to an Idlewild.
Car 54, where are you?
Over here, Car 54, where are you? Do you guys remember that show?
I don't. I must have been watching the other channel.
Yeah. Car 54, my mom loved that show.
What was it about?
It was a cop show, but it was a comedy.
Keystone Cops?
Well, I mean, it wasn't farcical, like I guess, like that. But I think it was from the early to mid-60s.
It didn't make it to the 70s.
No.
Afternoon repeat lineup.
No. Yeah.
Car 54. Couldn't beat the Beverly Hillbillies.
No. No, sure could.
Green Acres or classics like that.
Speaking of these cars and cop shows or whatever, you guys remember Starsky and Hutch?
Oh, yeah.
That was a pretty cool show back
Starsky
in the day.
And Hutch. Sliding across. No. Did they slide across?
I think
across
they
the car?
Did.
They and the Dukes of Hazzard.
And my buddies and I, we called them Starter and Clutch. You don't ever want, everything has to have a nickname.
Yeah.
Sure. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. And we are going to repeat our questions now and get back to the calls. We're asking you to call in and ask and or answer. We prefer that you do both here on Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. And, Ed, what are your questions?
All right, and I'll have to add two. I've had two answered already. First mm-hmm. of all, who is the most portrayed literary human character in film and television history? Well, you'll know this name as soon as it's mentioned. All right, question number two.
And it's not the Thing.
And it's not the Thing of the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Question, drinking drinks with caffeine dehydrates you. Is that true or false? And question number three, in what year was the first Academy Awards ceremony held? In what year was the first Academy Awards ceremony held?
Here's what I've got. Start off with a New Testament Bible question. What city was home to Mary, Martha, and Lazarus? What city did Mary, Martha, and Lazarus live in? Second question, what does the Roman numeral C represent? How much is the letter C worth in Roman numerals? Third question, true or false?
I got a question just related to that quickly, and I won't belabor the point. What was the, when you got numbers, right? Why did they insist on using letters?
They already had numbers.
No, they didn't have numbers.
They didn't have numbers.
Romans.
They didn't? So they were inventing them as they went along.
Hebrew didn't have numbers.
So the English borrowed.
The Greek had.
The English borrowed the letter C to put in the alphabet from the Roman numeric code. Is this true?
Well, it was. I think the Arabs invented Arabic numbers, Arabic numerals.
Okay.
Other ancient cultures used letters for numbers.
Okay, just to confuse the rest of us?
No, they didn't have any
numbers. So now if they didn't have numbers at that time, and somebody's writing you something telling you to go to the store and pick up so many of whatever.
That's what I'm asking, JJ.
If you don't have numbers and all you got to work with is letters, how you know if somebody's telling you a story?
That makes you glad we live under the new covenant, doesn't it?
Number covenant?
Anyway, I'm sorry I interrupted.
Here's my third question. It's true or false.
Uh-huh.
Grandpa Munster, his real name's Al Lewis. Grandpa Munster used to be a college basketball recruiter. Is that true or false? Can you remember that little short, kind of a wiry guy?
Oh, the character? He was a vampire.
Grandpa Munster. Hair was a little crazy and a shorter guy and kind of real animated.
He was the Dracula character.
That's right.
Is it my turn?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here are my three questions. Number one, does buttermilk contain butter? Very simple.
That's a great question.
Doesn't have to do with basketball recruiting from 100 years ago.
Or letters and numbers.
Letters that people change to numbers and then back again. Or anything
colossal
like that.
Colossal supernovas.
Just very, very straightforward. Does buttermilk contain butter? Yes or no? Number two, which breed of cat has a shortened tail or no tail at all?
True or false?
No. Well, you can say that if you want to, but you'll be disqualified. Probably with a buzzer.
We're going to go through your high school yearbook.
Yes, we are.
if we need to further disqualify you.
Which breed of cat has a shortened tail or no tail at all? And finally, a new question. Which is the only body organ able to regenerate itself? Talking in the human. Obviously. So there you go. There were my three questions.
Wasn't a squid question?
No, I'm out of squid questions. You got one?
No, I don't.
By the way, the number to reach us is, to be on the air with us is 888-589-8840. I said toll free. I didn't say toll free, but I'm saying it now. Toll free 888-589-8840.
Do people even care anymore?
No, toll they don't. Free? I don't know why I said that. It's just an old habit.
I guess there's probably some of our listeners probably still have a landline.
From the 80s.
I said something the other day, and I said, and that's www. And I thought, why did I even do that?
I know.
And it's not easy to say.
No, it's not.
All right, shall we continue?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Louisiana. Keith is on the line. Keith, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning to the professors. How are y'all doing?
Hey, we are doing great. Well, I speak for myself.
No, I think we are.
Yeah?
I think.
All right, Keith, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I believe I'll just try to answer.
All right, which question?
I was going to go with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, but I can't think of the name of the town. So I'm going to go with buttermilk.
Oh, okay, so buttermilk, yeah.
All right, so you got
buttermilk. He was going to go with the other one, but he couldn't think of the town.
Okay,
so
Keith, question. Your family's probably listening, your friends. So I want to know, does buttermilk contain butter, yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
You're correct.
Wow, doesn't contain butter?
I don't know if that's worthy of a clap, but we're going to clap anyway right here.
Good.
No, he's right. Buttermilk does not contain butter. I was really surprised.
I'm surprised, too.
Because I feel like I'm a 55-year-old, man, and I should know.
and from the South.
Yeah, and I should know something like that. But anyway,
my wife loves buttermilk.
Now, I knew there weren't any babies used for baby oil. I already knew that. But this buttermilk, this is a new revelation.
Hey, Keith, what do you know? You have a guess on why that is?
I don't know. I figured it was just spoiled milk, you know.
What is it? What is it exactly? I think it's repulsive.
I think buttermilk is when you churn the butter, it's what comes to the top. But I'm just trying to remember from many years ago.
Now I eat buttermilk pancakes and buttermilk biscuits and things of that nature. But just drinking buttermilk out of a carton.
There's a lot of people that love to do that. I know people that love it. Glass of buttermilk in the evening with some cornbread.
If my wife does, I won't kiss her afterwards. It's
wrong.
I'm sorry. It's
just wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Keith. Have a great weekend.
All right. That's Keith in Louisiana. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Is it buttermilk? Maybe somebody can tell us what buttermilk is.
I think it may be the skim part, the thick skim part, when you're churning the butter, what rises to the top. But okay. I'm just halfway
I'd look
guessy.
It up, but I got my computer
Do you like
screen
it, JJ?
Up.
Not me. Yeah. A little bit too thick. Yeah. I can't.
All right, Brent Creeley, our producer.
Brent
he's got
Brent, give us
tell
a,
us something.
Give us a lowdown on buttermilk.
Buttermilk is a slightly sour liquid left after butter has been churned.
There you
I'll
go.
Tell you one thing
JJ
right there.
JJ got it.
I'll tell you one thing. You can take that word slightly out. Read it without slightly, Brent. I'm gonna edit that Wikipedia page right now. I'm gonna doxy somebody.
Buttermilk is a sour liquid.
Yep.
Left after churning after the butter's been churned.
Yep, that's what I'm talking about. JJ was right.
Yes.
Hey,
got it.
Here's the thing. I heard somebody say, thinking about the buttermilk and all that. Somebody said, why do they put an expiration date on cottage cheese? Isn't it curdled milk?
Yes.
And then why do they put an expiration date on croutons? It's stale bread. How much more stale is it going to get?
I think that's a food industry conspiracy.
Yes.
Because what they want you to do is
think
it's bad, and you have this mental, thing where you say if there's a date on it, it must be expired. There's a reason for that. When in fact there isn't. As you just noted, JJ.
They give some wiggle room there, but I always, when I'm grabbing the milk, I get the one from the back because it has
everybody
about
does
another,
that.
Another
why
week.
That's why Kroger's going under. Because everybody's stealing the milk from the back and nobody takes it.
What if they
try
to outsmart people and reverse it?
Dude,
you put the older milk in the back.
Yeah, that makes some people really
frustrated. I don't think everybody knows that. I think we learned some people something right here this morning on Learning University.
My wife does that same thing you do.
Oh, we do the same thing. You put the stores put the fresher milk in the back, so the stuff that's getting ready to expire is towards the front.
Right.
People grab that.
Fresher bread, fresher chips.
Yeah, but
they
I think most of America's figured that out.
You think? Well, if they haven't, they've learned a thing or two today.
Right here.
Show.
Yeah, they're going to get smarter and better. That's our guarantee.
More awesomer.
Back to the phones.
Back to the phones. We're going Oklahoma-er. We're going Nancy is on the line. Welcome, Nancy.
Hello, how are you?
Doing fine. Thank you for asking, Nancy. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, they've answered all the ones I knew, so I'm going to try the Grandpa Munster deal.
Yeah, that's 50-50 chance, Nancy. Here's the question. Grandpa Munster, his real name's Al Lewis. Grandpa Munster used to be a college basketball recruiter. Is that true or false?
Well, I'm going to say false.
Nancy, it is 100% true.
True.
Is that right? who did he recruit
for? You know, I didn't get the backstory on it. I just saw it on a true or false list. And it made me laugh. And, you just see that squatty little guy with the crazy hair and think that he was a basketball recruiter.
Let me ask you this. Is that when you get that, you go and audition for this part as what now?
The Grandpa Munster.
Grandpa Munster. Is that something you call home about? you know what I'm saying? To say I've got my breakthrough here. Mom and Dad, thanks for sending me out here. I was doing college basketball recruiting, but now I'm going to be
Grandpa Munster.
Grandpa Munster.
I mean, what's the reaction on the other end of the phone from your parents?
Son, you got what? You're going to be playing what? You're going to be dressing up like a vampire? Well, how about Bozo? How do you want to make that call? You're going to spend the next 4 years as a clown?
Doing what now, son? Doing what? All right, Nancy, I'm sorry.
What's your question for us, Nancy?
Okay, I'm looking for 5 countries.
Uh-huh.
And it says, under the NATO nuclear weapons sharing, the U.S. has given nuclear weapons to 5 different countries to store, but they don't give them the codes to arm them. Can you name the 5 countries?
You know, Nancy, I got to say, I love your Oklahoma interpretation of the word nuclear. Would you please ask, and I just want to hear you ask it again. Say it again, please.
The whole thing or just nuclear?
Yeah, just the whole thing. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Okay. Under NATO nuclear weapons sharing, the U.S. has given nuclear weapons to 5 different countries. And that's just to store them. But they don't give them the codes to arm them.
That almost seems like you're teasing somebody.
We need 5.
We're going to give you the
nuclear. We need 5 countries. I got to say,
thanks, but you can't arm them.
I don't think there's a word in English language that changes like nuclear all across America.
Nuclear.
From Maine to Oklahoma to Oregon.
Yeah,
it's all different. Anyway, the 5 countries.
Well, now, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Nancy, so don't say yes or no until we get our list. Okay, I'm going to say Germany's 1.
Switzerland?
No, not Switzerland. I'm going to say the UK.
UK.
I'm going to say France.
Are you just thinking of some of our allies?
Well, I'm just saying that I know France has its own. The UK may as well, but I'm just thinking of in the European theater.
Now, who in that island had that bobsledding team? They might do that just for
Jamaica?
To prank somebody. Yeah, I'm going to say Jamaica.
You can throw Jamaica in there?
Put Jamaica on the list. Just because they like to have fun. If you're going to enter a bobsled team in the Olympics.
Nuclear weapons, that's fun. Let's get us some of those. Yeah.
Jamaican bobsled team. Yama.
Well, nobody would expect it.
Would that be Spain?
No, I don't think Spain would have one.
Well, they got 2.
What do we got so far? Rattle off our 5.
Germany, UK, and France, they had said. Italy?
Canada. I put Canada. And that's all I got.
All right, Nancy, how close are we?
You got 2. Germany and Italy is right.
What are the other 3?
Belgium, the Netherlands, and Turkey.
We gave nuclear weapons to Turkey?
Yeah, to store, but they didn't give them the codes to arm them.
I don't trust Turkey.
In this day and age of technology, do you think it'd take very long to crash that code?
I don't think they'll get the code, but I don't know if there's other ways to detonate. I'm just talking about radicals inside Turkey if they ever got them.
That's kind of crazy right there.
Yeah. Well, it'd been safer to give them to Jamaica.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, if I get a chance to talk to my congressman, I know what I'm going to lead with.
Jamaica, they're kind of laid back. You don't have to worry about them having an axe to grind.
That's right.
All right.
That would work, Mon.
Hey, Nancy, that was a great question.
Well, I had never heard of it until I read it the other day, and I thought that's a good one for you guys.
Good stuff. Excellent. Thanks, Nancy.
Thanks,
have
Nancy.
A great weekend.
Okay.
Jamaica.
Jamaica, Mon.
Jamaica, okay.
Want to see my nuclear collection?
Howard.
But to see a bobsledding team. Somebody somebody had a big grin on their face when they said, we're going to enter a bobsled team into the Olympics.
You remember the cool runners?
No, I didn't get to see the movie, but that's what made me think about that. Yeah, don't worry.
Does Jamaica have a space program? I wonder about space.
I think they have a spaced out program, but I don't know if they've got a space program.
All right. By the way, Ed and I didn't plan that before the show.
No, we didn't.
I didn't set him up for that. That he just came out of that.
But genius is like that.
Yeah.
You know, genius represented by this panel here.
Right. He is something. Fill in the blank.
Yeah. I tell you, whenever I've had a chance to meet so many listeners, one of the main things they say is how much they enjoy this show. And I say, now, just so you know, it's not scripted. And I think I'm wasting my time saying that because they go, "Oh, we know it's not scripted."
Nobody in their right minds would plan to say what you guys say.
Hey, Scott from Tennessee, welcome. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Scott, you there?
I am. Morning, professors.
Ask, answer, or do both, sir?
Let's try both.
Which one you feel confident about?
Oh, I'm not saying I feel confident about it. I mean, I'm going to give a stab at it, the literary one.
Okay. Who is the most portrayed literary human character in film and television history?
Would it be Sherlock Holmes?
It is Sherlock
Holmes.
Wow.
What?
Yep. The most, I guess, like frequently portrayed literary human character in film and television history, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, is Sherlock Holmes.
So, do you mean like in movies and television
yes.
and such?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's been movies with him, but has there ever been a television show about Sherlock Holmes?
I think he either has been just Sherlock Holmes or he's appeared in television.
How did you know that, Scott?
Well, I was taking a stab at it just because of so many different redos of a different version of Sherlock Holmes on television. There's a few of them in the years, and then there's been new movies coming out and different versions of that, and I know that he's been portrayed in different types of things literally. I said, well, shoot, who else has been like
right.
that? And I couldn't think of anyone. So I said, well, how about him?
My word,
great
Watson.
Job.
Yeah, I would have been thinking Mark Twain guy. Samuel Clemens. I was thinking him or maybe even Faulkner, but I wasn't even thinking of Sherlock.
Now, he's the character, not the writer.
Oh, Sherlock Holmes, the character. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. Who was the writer?
Well, don't give that away because
okay.
that's a follow-up question for
okay.
today.
Okay.
Scott, what's your question for us?
Okay, I know that you're a big I Love Lucy fan, and several months back you were talking about this. And I can't remember who it was that mentioned that in the show, Ricky's son, the one that was little Ricky Ricardo, was the drummer. And he actually was a real-life drummer in a Christian rock band. And going on that and playing on that, I've been trying to call in for a long time. I've been on hold ever since then trying to get in to ask the question. How about in real life with the real son of Desi Arnaz, who played Ricky in the show? His actual real son was a drummer in a rock band. What was the name of the rock band? And who was the other famous father of the time whose son was also in that rock band?
Okay, I'm going to go back to your original thing. Thibodeau, and it was David and the Giants. But now the real son that they had, he's saying was a real drummer and was in a band. I have no clue. How about you guys?
I don't either. You, Tim?
No.
And his follow-up question about what other famous dad, son. We don't know, Scott. Go ahead and tell us. That's a great question, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, it's just ironic or kind of cool that he was actually playing it in the show, and he actually was one in real life. But it was Dino, Desi, and Billy. And they were around for, I don't know, 3-4 years. They had some songs that cracked the top 20, top 15. And maybe if, you know, Dino, Desi and Billy, you'd zero in on the other famous dad as being Dean Martin.
Wow, his son was in the band?
His son was in the band. Dean Martin's son and Desi Arnaz's son were in the band, Dino, Desi, and Billy.
Huh.
What kind of music did they play?
It was that pop music of the early 60s, okay. You know, like Red Rubber Ball and things like Gary Lewis and the Playboys. In fact, Jerry Lewis's son, Gary Lewis, was in that band, and they were kind of like rivals. They came out at the same time to compete with Gary uh-huh. Gary Lewis. Gary Lewis held on for quite a lot longer. They had a lot of hits, I guess, back then, and that's what the deal was with them.
Interesting.
The deal.
Hey, that's some great trivia. Thanks, Scott. Have a great weekend.
Great job on that.
All right, that was Scott from Tennessee. You're with the... With the trivia from the early 60s pop music scene
yep.
right there. We go back to the phones.
And we go to Louisiana and Callie, it looks like. I think I got the pronunciation right. Welcome to the program, Callie.
It's Kaylee.
Kaylee. Okay, I'm sorry, Kaylee. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Okay, I would like to do both.
All right. Which question would you like to answer?
The organism one.
I think it's yours, Tim. You talking about the Tim's organ question?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, the question for Kaylee, is that
Kaylee?
Kaylee, your how you pronounce your name?
Kaylee.
Okay. The question is, which is the only body organ able to regenerate itself?
I think it's an immortal jellyfish.
You talking about in the human body?
Yeah. Do we have one of those?
A jellyfish.
I don't know. Huh?
No. Kaylee, the question is about
the human body. It's the human. Yeah. I'm sorry. I should have been clear, Kaylee. I'll give you another opportunity here if you want to consult with your lifeline. You feel free to do that. It's in the human body, which we don't have a jellyfish.
Right.
As part of the organ system. Is it a system? I don't even know. That's solar, I think. Which is the only body organ able to regenerate itself?
You have a guess, Kaylee?
I don't know.
Okay. That's
all right.
Okay.
That's okay. Yeah. Nothing
Thanks.
Wrong with that.
Thanks so, for calling
but hold on a second. I'm just curious. I'm just curious, Kaylee. Don't go anywhere. Do you
She's
know?
Got a question for us, too.
Do you know that you mentioned about the jellyfish? Is that able to regenerate itself, the jellyfish?
Yeah, like it never dies because it starts its life cycle over after,
Okay.
It never dies? Wow.
No, unless it gets eaten.
Who wants to eat a jellyfish?
Well, it's got
unless you get some peanut butter.
That's where we get the whole idea of reincarnation.
Well, and also I think
from the jellyfish family.
I think the Christmas fruitcake is able to regenerate itself because it's been around for a long, long time, and people keep regifting that.
Exactly.
Dude.
Yes,
I think there's only one. It's just circling the globe.
Hey, Kaylee, you have a question? Yeah, you have a question for us?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Does a shark give birth? Or lay eggs, or both.
Does a shark give birth?
Now, come on, you Kaylee. Mean come on now. Laying eggs? A shark? Where does it go to lay eggs? I don't think
okay,
a shark. I don't think a shark even.
Shark gives live birth.
I don't even think it stops, does it?
They can't stop swimming.
Go ahead, Jeff.
All right, I'm gonna take. We all have guesses. I'm gonna give you my guess. I think it lays eggs internally, and they hatch inside the shark and then swim out.
It does both, actually. They lay eggs, and they give birth to living babies. But they lay eggs, like, out their body, too.
Oh, but they're out of the body?
What, does that, like, depend on the day or what? I mean, like, Tuesdays, Thursdays, you lay eggs. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, spit them out. Is that how this works, Kaylee?
Kaylee.
Kaylee?
I do not know.
Kaylee, yeah. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Kaylee.
Thank you for listening in Louisiana.
I just want to know, why is that guess any worse than any other guess?
I didn't say it was worse.
Yeah, you know what? Give a note.
I was thinking, but I wasn't
Take the weekend off, sharks. we don't have time for another one right now. We're gonna have to wait till.
Do you guys ever watch Shark Week?
Sure.
That's gotten real popular.
My wife loves it.
Yeah. It makes it hard to go to the bathroom. It makes it hard to go down the hall. When
I watched
it's dark
it a couple, three times, but I mean,
breaks.
After a while, after many years,
how many
more shark attacks do you need to see?
My wife has no limit.
When they're in the cage. And they come menacing through the water, and bang, they bang up against that cage. Now, that sort of makes your heart go up in your
throat. Did you see where they got inside a cage with Shaquille O'Neal, the basketball player? And I'm being serious about this. Look it up. Type in Shaquille O'Neal Shark Week, and you'll see it. He was, you know, one of the celebrities out doing a
Shark Week.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, we'll be back in 5 minutes, okay?
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.